everyone, and with me for this episode is the entrepreneur behind Acclaimed Butterflies, Mr. Charlie Gao. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Nice to meet you again. Nice to talk with the fellow digital Filipino members.
Okay. Charlie, you've been running your butterflies business for quite some time now, and you're one of the few entrepreneurs that I know of whom earlier on have embraced the internet to promote your business. How was the experience for you? How would you compare the progress in terms of inquiries, business that you're getting through online for the past years, and most especially last year?
Okay. Basically, the internet, or they say the e-commerce, has been a very important tools for me. I embrace this technology or the trend probably at the early part of my business, wherein most of my industry players are not yet into that into that circle. So I would say it's still a vital part of my business in terms of the exposure internet.
Mm-hmm. What are the challenges for you? I mean, syempre, yung time na kinakain niya, no? Apart from the updates, and I guess business model changes also on your end, since you're also running your own store, physical storefront.
Yes.
What are the challenges that you encounter in running a website that somehow you're, overcoming it almost every day, you know?
Okay, yeah. Probably the most foremost challenge is to get the people behind, behind that maintenance of the website,
okay.
Exposure in the internet. And I would say, as far as what we did so far, the website is one main factor. And we're still learning what are the new trends or no. But the learning curve would fall most on my the people that behind behind the marketing side of doing the internet.
Yes. Okay. So if people would ask for your advice,
yes.
I have an existing storefront,
yes.
I have a business, physical establishment, if I want to go online, what advice would you give them? Ano yung mga steps that they should consider recognizing the lessons that you've learned?
Okay, probably the best lesson is make mistake first at the early start of the stage.
Okay.
Wherein don't jump into probably the internet side, but start with the basic first, which is the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
In internet term, we call it brick and mortar.
Okay.
So basically, start first and learn the whole system flow from operation, from the front end up to the back end.
Why is that?
It's basically in running the online site.
Mm-hmm.
It covers all of this stage, but mm-hmm. the experience that you learn in doing your own the actual brick and mortar business is it's very vital in terms of the mistake that you're gonna commit.
Okay.
Doing the real thing first, then rather jump into the online.
So the first thing is learn the real thing first.
The real thing first. Experience the real thing first.
Experience the mistakes, learn from it, and improve from there.
Yes. Okay. But the drawback for going the brick and mortar is you're gonna be exposed in a lot of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going online,
mm-hmm.
wherein of course the expenses would be probably on part of the internet, the one related to internet. Usage or the marketing side, but going back to the brick and mortar, this is where you learn to deal with people. Mm-hmm. I believe the key here is the people that you're gonna get that would enhance their skill in handling the real thing. Then when they jump to the online,
mm-hmm.
they'll be a little bit one step further.
So apart from learning the real thing, learning the mistakes, learning from your mistakes, what other tips can you give to entrepreneurs who would like to extend their business online?
Okay, probably one of the best tip I can give to fellow entrepreneur, those who plan to venture online or probably start their own business is to build a network.
Okay.
So network in terms of people from your industry and people from not from your industry, as much as you can reach,
mm-hmm.
which is probably key to vital, to the sustainability of the business.
Maybe to put more context into that, how did you build your network? I mean, how did you reach out, and how does your network help your business?
Probably the network. I start this. I'm fond of attending seminars.
Okay.
That's for one. And then from those seminars, ranging from those free seminars up to the paid seminars,
mm-hmm.
I get to meet a lot of people from different industry.
Okay.
So that's where I took it off, and then eventually I got to meet people not directly related from industry and learn some points from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So meet as many people, get inspiration.
Yes.
Get lessons that more or less you can apply for
yes,
your business.
Not necessarily fix your not fix your, we call that box, no?
Mm-hmm.
Do not step in remain in your box that you can kind of fit. You kind of focus on people in your industry, but
mm-hmm.
probably that's that's one mistake I learned when mm-hmm. I started the business. I tend to be in that box wherein most of my friends are in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, I was able to, I would say, be more proactive, moving out
mm-hmm.
and meet people from different industries.
Mm-hmm.
And wherein I learned a lot of things naman from them.
I noticed the last time we catch up, you were
yes.
It was a JC's activity,
yes,
and I noticed you're very active there.
Yes,
no? And in fact, through your JC's activity, that's where I spotted you suddenly
yes.
become so
yes.
active online through social media.
Yes.
What drives you? I mean, this experience with JC's. Can
okay.
you share more about
for
it?
The JC's, no? Apparently, it's a international organization,
mm-hmm.
and in Philippines, I belong to the one of the biggest group of JC's, which is from GSA Manila.
Okay.
JC's kasi came in at a point that I was entrepreneur for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
I kind
of years lang ba?
My business is like going for 11 years already.
Ah, okay.
So it kind of being an entrepreneur kind of reached to a point that you can tend to be bored with your
okay.
Entrepreneur way of life.
Okay.
When you do Monday to Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
Then the Jesus came in at a point that I found a little balance in life, no? In terms of social work, yung mga social work, community service. That's how it started. I found out a group that the kind of focus on that aspect.
Okay.
That's where I entered the Jesus circle.
So where the social media came into play? When did it came to play?
So social media came into place wherein when I started to devote some of my time in the JC's,
uh-huh.
I learned that it's not purely when you're doing a business, you're into the money side, but the balance side, the balance of it is the social work. So from the social work, we tend to do a lot of projects, and eventually we get to meet more people that who has the same advocacies,
uh-huh.
wherein these people are also entrepreneurs. And we kind of find the same, interest doing the social work. And from there on, it took off that the social media side came in because the network kind of, moved out from what I've usually been focused in Manila only, but it kind of moved outside, outside Manila.
I remember, yeah. Charlie, even earlier on, you were also active in other organizations.
Yes, sir.
And then later on, the JC's.
Yes, sir.
How do you think the internet and social media in particular is changing the dynamics of communication or programs or activities in an organization like JC's, based
okay.
from your experience?
Basically, when you say social media, you tend to focus on your commonalities in
yes.
which certain people like for one, I'd like to do community service,
mm-hmm.
and then you found somebody from other areas,
mm-hmm.
which is probably things that you don't normally, places you don't normally go.
Mm-hmm.
So wherein these people has this common interest, and then later they found out at the back end that you're doing certain things na behind your behind the things that you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out it's a little bit helpful in terms of doing the entrepreneur. This is where my entrepreneur skills comes in, wherein the value of networking kind of grow in terms of this social media social media trend, no?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of been a soft sell of
mm-hmm.
what you're kind of do in your business.
So
it started with the social thing first.
So you're saying that because of the context of your relationship with these people.
Yes,
and then you communicate online, coordinate with your activities. And of course, when they visit your profile, they get to know more about the business that you do.
That's true,
it also yielded more opportunities.
Yes, it kind of a soft sell of what my main line was supposed to do. At my earlier part, that's mostly business, but kind of soft sell. Mm-hmm. Imagine I got, like last year, I got some orders from Naga, from Bicol, you know. These are places from Mindanao also, the places I don't normally go.
Oh yes, yes.
So it kind of helps in my probably this social media trend that probably one of them is Facebook is coming up, you know.
So we can say that Facebook really helped you last year, and of course your participation in JCs really helped the business last year.
Yes.
Okay. So what are your plans for this year for the business? Are you going to be more active in JCs again this year, or? Personally, what are your plans?
Probably the JCs will be part of my life because of the social side. Mm-hmm. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're kind of focused on the business side. Mm-hmm. So the balance is still there. Mm-hmm. But for 2011, probably I will more put my business more on the on the social media side. Because right now, for the social side, it's only me as Charlie Gao in terms of the Facebook profile. But probably for this year, I kind of want to tap more using my company as a identity in the social media side. So as of now, I haven't tapped that market yet. The using my company as a profile, profile person to expand my network.
So thank you very much, Charlie, and I wish you all the best for 2011.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you everyone.